Hey everybody, this is Brother Paxton. I'm coming to you once again from Rockbridge County, Virginia, and I want to read from St. John 15, and I want to read the 7th verse. This is a powerful promise, but it needs to be taken in the context and in the understanding of the new man in Christ, the new person who is in Christ Jesus. Here's what it says: if you abide in me. Now, this is talking about that word abide. It doesn't mean if you say you're a Christian. It means if you hang out with him daily, all the time, you're abiding with him. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, that means you got to put the word of God in till it gets down into your heart. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. I just got to tell you, because there's so much confusion these days, that this passage of Scripture doesn't just apply to anybody. This is the person, this is the Christ follower who seeks God's will and abides in Christ. Now, when you get to that place, the desires that you will want will be the will of God. You'll want to do that which pleases the Lord. This promise is applicable to all, meaning that all can be the person who is the disciple, who is the Christ follower. But it's not for the Christian who is a nominal Christian. They go to church maybe when they feel like it, or you know, whatever the case might be. This word does not apply to them. They cannot claim this promise. If you're making up the rules as you go along, if you're doing your own thing and asking God to bless it, he has no obligation to bless that at all. This is for the child of God who has determined in their heart to seek the Lord, to abide in him, hallelujah, and to do the will of God. And then when you pray, you're going to be praying the will of God. You're going to be praying the heart of the Father, and he says he's going to bring it to pass. Now, isn't that good? That's a good promise right there. So make sure today that you're centered in God's will. And make sure that you're not trying to just make your plans and ask God to bless them, because it don't work that way. Find out what God's plan is. Hook up with it. Connect with it. Glory to God. Because it's already blessed. In Jesus' name. This is Brother Paxton from Rockbridge County, Virginia, saying go with God and he will go with you. Bless you.